Abby.
My name is Mbai.
And this is the Unfiltered Exchange. So again, thank you guys for tuning in to the second episode. And today we'll be talking about something quite interesting. Hopefully when you see the title, it'll capture your attention.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you better stay till the end because, you know, you might learn a new thing. Yeah.
So today's episode, we're going to be talking about the sherehe culture in Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to focus on what it is and the impact it has on us now as a youth.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll focus on our age group.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's the topic for today. We obviously know what sherehe is. We all do it. Mm-hmm. Steve also do it.
Yeah. If you haven't gone for sherehe, do better. Like, yeah, as a
young Kenyan.
Yeah, do better.
Because, like, okay, won't lie, sherehe is, it's fun and it's fun. Unavoidable sometimes. But when it goes unchecked, you can lose your way.
Yeah.
And that's what we want to talk about. Like,
yeah,
the unchecked part. It's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, go for shereheis, have fun. But
do it carefully.
These English sayings is it too many cooks? No. Too much of something is poisonous. I was gonna say too many cooks from the group.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so for me, I think if someone asked me if sherehe culture is a good thing or a bad thing, I mean, it has both pros and cons, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing at times, and then also it's a bad thing if it's overdone.
Yeah.
Or if you lose control of what you're supposed to be doing. Like, let's say, of course, a lot of shereheis, you'll barely find people sober. Barely. I don't think.
People are usually just struggling.
Yeah. And, you know, and
I don't know who told us we must be blackout drunk to enjoy the night. It doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be like that. And yeah, that's what I was going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people blacking out and failing. You know, you go to a sherehe, a lot of people are on the dance floor, they're dancing, and then on the corner you're seeing someone puking.
Just anabembelezo.
Like, your friends aren't even having fun because they have to, you know, take care of you. And then it's in the morning, you just tell yourself that I didn't have fun, and then we're left wondering. Like, you know why you didn't have fun.
It's your fault.
Yeah, it's your fault. And yeah, so I was thinking that when it comes to those stuff, like drinking that much to the point where you're blacking out, it's just because of, you know, irresponsibility or irresponsible behavior. As much as you're, okay, I get peer pressure is like real
and it's bad.
Yeah, it's really bad, but you know, sometimes you have to be like assertive. Unajua, you've reached that point. Yeah, you've seen
what you can handle.
Your vision is getting blurry and your friends are telling you ai kunywa. You need to be able to say
kwani wewe ni lightweight. They should not guilt trip you. If you are lightweight, just be a lightweight peacefully.
Yeah. It's good that, you know,
actually, it's good to be a lightweight. You don't need a lot to have fun.
Yeah, just kidogo to take you through the night, and then you go home safely. And yeah, to the isifike your point where you start puking every 2 seconds.
You're staggering.
Once I remember, I was told about some guy in, there was this place where people drink, I don't remember its name, but yeah, there was a guy who was like failing kabisa. He slept and he pooped on himself. Like, he diarrheaed
in public.
Oh, like, he had failed to that point where he diarrheaed, and no one, literally no one was around him. All his friends had left him, and he was just there, and he was blackout drunk. And the owner, not the owner, the manager is the one who took him in, and he slept there for the night. And then in the morning, that's when he, I think he paid, and then he went home. But you see, you
how
the same.
You, how would you recover from?
I know. I hope he didn't. I hope he didn't go back to being friends with those people, because the same people who are getting you that drunk are the same people who won't take care of you.
They'll just leave you.
They'll just leave you up, and then you'll
like
be left
if
wondering.
What stolen from?
Yeah.
Or something bad just happened.
Like, it's just, again, choose your friends wisely. Exactly. Don't drink with people who you know. If something happened, they leave you in the dirt.
And especially where you know you won't be, like, your senses won't be at the top of the game.
Mm-hmm.
You should be with people you trust.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, it's totally normal. Once in a while you fail, maybe it's just your body mekata, the alcohol, yeah, you didn't eat well. I'm just saying, when it comes to when the ball is in your court and it comes to you drinking, you should know when to stop.
Yeah.
And don't continue just because you want your friends to see
that
you can drink that much. And
they
then at the end of the night,
yeah.
At the end of the night, you're on the floor, everyone's having fun. You can barely see. Your parents are calling you and you can't even answer them.
Your phone is gone.
Hey.
That's something I really fear.
Yeah.
My phone getting stolen.
Hey.
And like another thing about going for shereheze is safety.
Yeah.
A lot of people, you know, unaenda tu. You never really think about how safe you are. And it's just because you're many people around our age and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
you never know what might happen.
Yeah.
Especially for girls. You girls out there, please take measures to be safe when you're outside, because there are predators out here.
Mm. And so even in Uber drivers, when you're like really drunk, I would advise, if you're going home in an Uber, have someone else like with you to make sure you've reached home safely. Because, you know, you never know. Uber drivers can see that you're gone and then they decide
to take advantage.
Yeah, to take advantage. And then you won't know, because in the morning, utasahau. And you'll just wonder, what happened? Because maybe you're bleeding after, you know, they've ripped you and you don't know who to track, who to ask. And
it can be so scary.
Because then you're just left in the dark. You don't know what happened and how it happened. Why? Because you took too much, or you weren't supposed to drink as much as you did.
Like, always share your location. Tell someone else where you are. Like, if you're going to, let's say, NSK, we usually go to NSK. You're going to NSK. Tell someone somewhere that I'm here. And like, if you're with your group of girls or people, your close friends, I don't know, try and make some signs or some code language for you guys, and never leave each other. That's what we do when we go out with my friends. We'll never leave each other's sight. And if you're going somewhere, you have to tell one of your friends at least to know, so they know where you are. Yeah, so take safety heavily when you go outside.
Even with your friends, like, you never, in the case where you guys are going out with someone who's, maybe you've never partied with this person before and you don't know their intentions. So maybe they're getting you drunk so that they can later, you know. And then so that later they can, you know, take advantage of you.
People
so be really, really careful with the people you decide to party with.
Mm-hmm.
And also when you're outside, if you see someone like Anna Fail and there's literally no one, you know, I'm not saying you go involve yourself with them. Just try. Like, ask them, do you have any friends?
Mm-hmm.
Are your friends here? If it's like really bad, maybe you can just,
because someday it might be you.
Yeah, someday it might be you, and you would want help at that point, you know.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to wake up and everything you had with you, it may be war. And
you
then
don't even know where to start.
Yeah, you don't know where to start. How will you get home? Yeah. But anyway. Yeah, so under Sherehe culture also, I was going to talk about like the overusing of, or rather over drinking of alcohol in the case where a lot of people in uni right now, they are drinking every day. You know, like someone's locket from Monday to Sunday.
Monday to Sunday.
So you're wondering, hey, you're not even letting your liver rest. Like by the time ata you're 50, ata utafika you're 50.
Ata utafika 50 kweli.
Like,
with that level of consumption.
Yeah, because, eh, what do you mean? You're drinking from Monday to Sunday. Ata, I've been told people drink before class. Like,
yeah,
people happen. Drink at 7 a.m. Hey, your body hasn't even fully woken up and you're already introducing alcohol to your body.
And, you know, at this age, like, we're very susceptible to developing addictions because
yeah.
Our brains are still developing. So the more you're taking that alcohol, you're just creating new pathways in your brain.
Yeah.
Digging them deeper and deeper, just strengthening them. And within no time, you become an alcoholic.
Yeah. And these things were people who, rather, they don't do that. Maybe the people who do, they make fun of them, you know. Like, I... Okunyi leo, I weacha. And then
when you say no.
Eh, they're like, I... What
if,
do you mean?
If they're friends who don't respect your decision like that, are they really your friends?
Are they?
Like, if you say no to alcohol, it's still okay.
Yeah.
If you guys want to drink, drink.
Drink. Mimi, don't add me into that.
Yeah. And
equation.
Good friends are gonna respect you.
Yeah.
And say, oh, okay. And leave it at
leave
that.
It.
They don't... You don't have to feel bad for not drinking.
Yeah.
But it's a thing. People can actually make you feel so bad.
So
it's
bad,
like you're,
yeah.
You're such a loser for not doing it.
If you have friends like that, I would advise you distance yourself from them. Get better people who
evaluate.
Yeah.
And you know, I was looking at some article about whether addictions can be hereditary.
Mm.
And about, yeah, it's 50% possible for you to pass an addiction to your child.
Mm-hmm.
So you there, you're saying you want to have a family. Amy, I want to have two boys. And you're here drinking like a maniac.
Mm.
You'll make those boys become alcoholics.
Yeah.
Because it's already,
they inherit
it from you.
Mm.
And you'll be there wondering... As a parent, kwani I've not been a good parent, the way I've tried my best, but it all comes back to you.
Yeah. And you know, when you get addicted to something, addiction is extremely difficult to overcome. Especially, you know, you get addicted to something because it's good. And then when you get addicted to it, it becomes, you know, really bad for you. So... In the case where you get addicted right now and you don't decide to change, you get married, get a family, and then the addiction continues, and then you become a bad parent to your kids. So your kids are going to grow up having such a bad image in their head about, I didn't have a good mother, I didn't have a good father because they were always drunk. And you know, when you're drunk, you can get abusive.
Yeah.
You start beating up your wife. I mean, you beat up your husband. You beat up your kids. Just because, you know, you're under the influence.
You start neglecting them.
Yeah, you neglect them. You're supposed to be there for them, but you're always out drinking. You come back home. You cause chaos. Then your kids are just going to grow up traumatized.
Yeah, and yeah, in turn, that can just give them so many mental problems.
Yeah.
And the cycle will never end.
Yeah, it will never end.
Because hurt people will hurt people.
Yeah, hurt people hurt people.
Also, this thing for kukunywa bila chesa.
Yeah.
You look very hard for doing it, but it's all fun and games until in like 10, 15 years, your liver is dying.
Yeah.
Because it's better you just chase the alcohol if you're drinking.
Yeah.
Because, okay, as much as you're still taking alcohol, it would be less harmful than you just taking dry alcohol.
Yeah.
So, if you chase, see that you go weak. Chase it. You could depend on
for your own benefit, just do it.
Chase to wake a soda mingi sana, or whatever it is you guys put, water, anything.
Yeah,
you're not sure. Weak for doing it. Actually, you're the better person.
Yeah.
Mm. And depend. Yeah, watu unakunywa nao hata kuzika.
Watazuta. They'll just post a ripe na waendelee tu kukunywa.
Hata kuzika.
But yeah. Oh yeah. And also about the back to posting about like you drinking kila siku. You know, there's something called digital footprint. And you know, these days, companies and schools, universities, when you're applying, they check your social media.
Yeah.
And then what do you think they would... Do you really think they would employ someone who drinks this every day?
Just has Hennessy every day.
Every day.
Kesho Jack Daniels, Kesho, you know.
Yeah.
Like that guy who didn't get a job because of a tweet.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
I don't know how many years ago.
You can be an alcoholic now and then change, but you become clean. But you know the internet, it never forgets. Dig, kabisa, adi the time you started your account, they just see what have you been talking about, what have you been posting. They say to you used to be an alcoholic. We don't want someone like that.
It can have serious implications on us.
So you need to be really careful. If you choose to drink every day, don't.
And like we're not kids anymore. Yeah, we have to think ahead.
Yeah, think about your future. Do you really think this is something that will benefit you later? You know.
And about thinking ahead, you know, instead, I don't think people actually like going clubbing at every week. I don't think people like doing that. But anyway, that's just me.
Yeah, but you know, at a you tachoka too, like going clubbing every... I was told that, you know, clubbing is a cycle. You just go to different clubs, same music, you're drunk, and then you just go back home. It gets boring.
Yeah.
But like, that doesn't mean people stop drinking. You can still drink at home. You can still go out a bit, drink, come back home. You know,
like instead of sherehe all the time, at this age we have so much energy, so much things we have to learn.
Yeah.
Why don't you say like this weekend, like put that extra time into something that's gonna be beneficial to you. Do a short course, learn a skill, just do something that can bring some money to your name or some importance to your life later.
And if you know you're someone who probably doesn't want to drink that much and your friends are enablers, then you need to distance yourself from people who influence you to, you know, to drink.
Find like-minded people.
Yeah, find people who know how to control themselves when they're drinking. Among people who don't drink as much as maybe your current friends do.
Yeah, because people change. We change, we grow every day. And you might be, like, maybe a few months ago, you and those friends, you were in the same, like, headspace. Let's go drink, but you might have grown and realized. Suddenly you just know what you want and you want to go for it.
Yeah.
I mean, do what you have to for that, because friendships end. I don't believe in friends forever.
Yeah.
Some friendships are for a season and that's okay.
Yeah.
So.
You just need to be really, really careful with the people you surround yourself with. Because, you know, maybe them, they don't even have a plan for their future. That's why they're just drinking. And you have a plan for your future and you're associating yourself with someone who doesn't know what to do next. Then you're the one who's going down with them. You can't.
I think that's a pet peeve of mine.
Yeah.
Someone who doesn't have ambition like that. You don't even have a plan. Like, you're just waking up in the morning.
I know. You're just surviving.
Okay.
You're just existing.
Let's go to tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, you don't... Like, when I start, like, these talking stages, I think ndomana niliachanga tu hizi talking stage. You know, I really like asking those questions. Mm. Like, what plans do you have? Where do you see yourself in, let's say, 5 years? And you see someone just... you know.
Yeah.
You're just there.
So what do you do? I just wake
and
up.
And even if it's not 35 years,
yeah,
like there's just something you want to do. There are people who just roll with life.
You have to be able to see yourself 5 years from now. What do you want to? What do you think you would have achieved? Or what do you want to achieve 10 years from now? You know, even if it's not like a full plan, at least have an idea
just
of what.
Just a
picture in your mind of, in 10 years time I want to be married and to have a family. In 10 years time I want to have my own business. Like, have that in mind. But of course, it's hard to have that in mind if the stuff that is in your mind right now is just shere and pombe. Like, you're not even focusing
even
on
the
school.
Money you're putting there.
Yeah, like how you can use so much money during the week. And you know, these people who flex their M-Pesa
balance,
like
the usage.
Yeah. Like, hey, me ungenete yo pesa. If you gave me that money, I would have definitely, you know, used it
twice. And even how Instagram just lies to us. You know, you can see people posting every day. These people have rich parents who just give them money without caring. You're there, your parents are just, you know, just middle class people trying their best. You don't know if this person is even stealing money. You don't know what they're doing to get that money. If you know where you're coming from, do what's right.
Yeah. You need to evaluate yourself. And look, you know, your money, you want to use all your money on alcohol. That's on you, you know. That's up to you. We can't... There's only so much... Others can tell you, like, we can just tell you it's not good. Can just tell you it's not good, you shouldn't be doing this, and then of course you might choose to ignore and just continue with your lifestyle. But then it'll come and bite you in the back,
because even addicts who go for rehab, it never works until they accept they're actually addicts.
You accept
and you want to get out from there,
because right now if you talk to someone who drinks a lot and you tell them, hey, kwani kila siku na unakunywa sana, like today I was just with my friends. One of those, someone was telling me that, I was like, hey, kuna, there's literally no day I've not seen alcohol in his story. So I was like, hey, kuna siku kunywangi. And he's like, oh, it's just my friends. Like, I was just hanging out with my friends and boys.
So I'm like, you people out there who rationalize.
So I'm like, you need to be, you know, assertive. You need to say, like, today I can't drink. But, you know, it reaches a point where you can't even turn back. Like, you've already entered that hole. And your life, your current social life is just surrounded by alcohol.
And you just say, you know, it's bad, but then... it's just my friends. I know it's bad, but I'm doing it for my friends.
Yeah, it's coming. You might enjoy it now, but soon it will come to
the lifestyle diseases that will catch up with you.
Yeah, you'll look back.
Do you want to work hard for that law degree to spend all that money in a hospital?
I know.
I do not think so. Because those things are very expensive to manage.
Yeah. And you know, like, submitting yourself to a lot of alcohol right now as a young person is not beneficial. Like, in the case, because your brain, it's still developing, you know. And now your judgment will become poorer. You'll start thinking slower, because you know, as a young person, stuff should be, you know, it should be easier to get ideas or solve problems.
And it's actually linked to poor performance, like academic performance.
Yeah, because
mtu anashanga nilikuwa chopi high school.
What happened now?
Mshikanishi vitu.
I was going to say, now people, you do that, you drink, you go to school, and then when you fail your exams, you complain and you're wondering, "Ay, kwani, what did I do wrong?" Kumbe, when you're supposed to be reading, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. You're drinking, and you're probably drinking with people who have read. So
because you don't know what people do.
Yeah, you don't know what people do. You can be there. You're on a job. Me and my friends, we drink every day. We're all in the same level. Kumbe, watu wanakunywa, wana blackout, wanaamka in the middle of the night, wanasoma.
People are snakes like that.
Yeah, people are snakes. That happened in high school a lot. Like, watu wanacheka na wewe. Wewe unalala, watu wanaamka.
Because there are people who actually have a plan. Mm. There are people who know what they're doing in school. Yeah. And they will go out with you.
Mm.
But atarudi nyumbani and they will get their head in their books and they will read.
Yeah.
And do what they came to do. But utamuona na wewe every weekend.
No, nenda out, nenda sherehe. Kumbe, mtu anasoma. And you're there thinking you're in the same level with them. Eh, tutafail exam wote. Eh.
Akani kuanguka, tutaanguka wote. This is not high school, man. This is your career, your degree.
Because imagine people are going, maybe when it's time for graduation, wewe unaambiwa hapana. There's something, there's an exam you have to retake. There's a unit and everyone else is graduating. So you ask yourself, hey, what did I do wrong? Kumbe, it's just your lifestyle, you know. And even the money you're using to enable it, there's so much you can do with it right now.
And we will actually talk about it in another episode.
Yeah.
Like where to take your money and as a young person.
It's just, you know, even to the people who... whose parents don't support it, and maybe their parents know that they drink. Like, it's, you know, like, even, okay, fine, you might drink a bit, your parents know you drink a bit, but at least on honor, you're not drinking irresponsibly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nile tu kidogo, you come home a bit tipsy.
Because it's not necessarily bad.
Yeah, it's not bad.
But be wise about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, be really, really responsible with your drinking, cause I can just imagine maybe a parent, even a parent who supports it, every time seeing a kid, their kid coming home and they keep puking on a car too, you know, they don't even look
okay.
Yeah, they don't look okay. Like, what would be good? Like, how that's heartbreaking. I know, as a parent, yeah, that would be heartbreaking. Like, just seeing your kid, you know, do that, and then you're trying to talk to them and they're just like, okay, but then they go back to doing what they're not supposed to be doing.
Yeah, and even like when you unplug from that sherehe culture mentality, you'll find yourself forming healthier relationships with people. Because, okay, mkienda sherehe, mnaendanga tu clubbing, mnakunywa, mnarudi. You know, maybe you don't even know this person's third name.
Yeah.
Ata ujui anaishi wapi.
Yeah, true.
But they will... Mta textiana, you meet Pale Adams. Whether Wentels Aliham Adams. Hey. Whatever Wentels is now.
Mm.
And you, like, you don't know this person.
Yeah.
It's just a party buddy.
Mm.
So, like, you'll find yourself making meaningful connections with people.
Yeah. And in the case where you actually sit down and tell yourself, hey, I have to change. Ama, you've noticed that, you know, this lifestyle isn't getting you anywhere.
Yeah.
You should. Like, if you want to change, you know, words are words, but, you know, they have to go together with actions. Because you can't say, hey, I'll change. And then the next day when your friends tell you, oh, as you're going to spot on. And then you're like, oh, sawa tuende. But knowing.
That's a lie.
Knowing just one shot already, you're not.
Just say that's a lie.
You're not on the knee. Yeah. Just one shot and you're already backsliding. Like, if you want to change and you know your friends are enablers, you have to tell them, eh, ni muende.
And if you're, like, already in too deep, you don't have to... If you're in too deep and you want to change, you don't have to really push yourself like that, because it can't happen immediately. Yeah, immediately. Well. So if you're going, like, okay, go, but... But you know, eh, miu
mamisa kwa
mzima peke yangu. Acha leo ni kumye.
Nusu.
Share. Eh, yu ingine ni share. You know, just start small.
Yeah.
Baby steps will get... Like, as long as you keep going, you'll find yourself, like, in a better place.
Yeah.
The thing that matters is your will to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. You need, your mindset has to, you know, completely change. You need to tell yourself, if I don't, then life will just become worse and it'll come, I'll face the consequences later. And yeah, so if you want to change, start slowly. Even in rehab, that's what happens.
Yeah.
Like they're not cut off completely. Wananzanga too. They're given less.
Kill you.
Yeah, they're given less portions. Adi ishe kabisa.
Yeah.
And yeah, she said, you, in order to change, you have to accept that, you know, I'm addicted to this, but for this, for my sake, for the sake of my future, for the sake of my family, my future family, I have to
do something.
Yeah, I have to do something about it.
Yeah.
Mm. And even if you have friends who are like that, just try and, you know, tell them, by the way, this isn't, it's not good, and it's coming. Yeah, there's a, it's, I mean, fine. We're not saying that now stop alcohol. I must stop going for shereheads. It's completely okay. It's completely normal. As a young person, it's good to be out there.
Yeah, it's that age, you know.
Hey. Like, have fun. Yeah, have fun. Explore the world. Do everything, but like, do it responsibly. You can have fun tipsy. You don't even have to be completely drunk. You know, just, you can have fun. At a sober, you can have fun. I mean, it won't be as fun as, you know, under the influence, but...
But, you know, the problem with being sober and going outside is dealing with drunk people.
Okay, yeah, true.
You can't deal with drunk people when you're sober. You just want to go home, man. But just take what you can handle.
Yeah, just take what you can handle. But yeah, sharing culture also has its positive sides. I guess you're able to meet new people.
Yeah.
Even you might form lifelong, okay, not friendships, lifelong, long friendships.
Actually, meaningful ones as well.
Yeah, yeah. And you can meet people who can help you. Like later in the future, let's say you're going through like a problem, they'll be able to chip in. And I mean, it has its nene. It's okay. Sherehe culture on a person depends on how you deal with it. Like if you're going to overdrink, then what's the point?
Yeah, you know, like, it's just gonna be harmful to you.
Mm-hmm. But I hope you guys are going for Soul Fest. Yo,
definitely.
I don't think there's a Kenyan who should miss Soul Fest. Like,
we'll be so full there.
Yeah, huh? We'll be extremely full. So Alibad, make sure mnaona to your announcement. Nunue hapo.
Really? I actually can't believe they're actually
breaking
up. Like, why?
Well, I hope, hope it's a break. Maybe they just decided to
split. I don't think it's a break.
Yeah, that's what One Direction said.
And look at them now.
Yeah. But, yeah, so... I think, do you have anything to add?
No. But I think, I hope that you guys have gotten something meaningful out of this. And something that you can actually go and think about.
Yeah.
I hope to make a prompt you think about people everything around you, what you're doing. Yeah.
Everything you do now as, okay, in the age you are right now, which I'm hoping, okay, this is targeting mostly like people in uni, basically.
Yeah
so everything you do now, you have to think about your future. Like, think, if I do this right now, will it come and bite me in the back, but I might come and benefit me right now. And be really careful with the people you choose to hang out with. And it's okay to distance yourself to, even if your best friend is like the worst drinker, it's okay to, you know, tell her or him. Ama, you don't even have to tell them. You don't owe them anything. Just,
but it's good to communicate.
Okay, it's good. You can just tell them by the...
Especially if you've been friends for so long.
Yeah.
Because we grow and change.
I guess that's it. I hope for the people, if you feel attacked... Yes, feel attacked.
That's my cat. Sorry, yeah. Guys.
Feel attacked and change your ways. Not even for us, for the sake of your future. Unless you know your future, you literally don't have anything to do. Like, you don't have any plans for your future, then you might as well just do it now.
Why don't you have plans for your future?
Yeah, true. Ask yourself, why don't I have plans for my future? Yeah, so I guess that's it. And thank you guys for tuning in today.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
We value your support. Yeah,
so thank you. Guys, and if you have a friend that might feel attacked by this, watumia, send them this episode. Tell them to listen to it religiously
and to think,
and to think about their lives. But there's only so much we can tell you, you know, it all comes down to you.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, bye, guys.
You've ended it so abruptly.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for tuning in, guys. Bye.
Yeah, bye.